Have I squandered it? Or was there no more I could do than this? You're sure of this news? He asked the messenger. She was a little fly-kindened woman, barely more than 3 feet tall, standing in his comfortable study like a child.
I'm just the voice, Master Maker, but the information's sure. They can't be long behind me, she told him.
I knew this would come.
It would come masked. There would be no armies at first. The wasps would come with smiles and open hands, promising peace and prosperity. But Stenwald's spies had told him of the march of thousands, the sharpening of swords. All the prescience in the world did not take the edge off the fear he felt. The fall of the city of Minor was flooding through his mind again, and no matter how long ago that had been. He knew the Empire had not been sitting idle. It had been keeping its blade good and sharp these past 17 years. 17 years. And what had Stenwald made of them, save to grow older and fatter and to lose his hair? From artificer and idealist, he had become politician and spymaster. He had his cells of agents established across the lowlands, and he used them to wrestle with the wasp's own spies. He had tried to spread the word of invasion to a people who did not want to hear. He had settled back comfortably in his home city, made himself influential, taken on the mantle of a master at the great college. Teaching an unorthodox history, to the annoyance of his peers, he had fought with words against the conservative nature of his people, who just wanted to be left to their commerce and their provincial squabbles. He had stood before the assembly of Collegium and made speeches and arguments and pleas of warning until they had begun to stay away whenever his name was listed as speaker.
"Go back to Skuto," he now told the fly woman. "I will be coming to him with my latest crop. Have him get everyone under arms and ready."
She nodded and ran to the open window, vaulting onto the sill. A moment later, her art had sprung shimmering wings from her back, little more than a blur in the air, and she was gone, across the rooftops. Stenwald stood slowly, looking about him.
"If they had come straight on my heels all those years back, I would have been more ready for them."
He had since become the college master indeed. The more time they had given him, the more he had assumed he would have, and now the Wasp Empire was coming to Collegium at last, and he was not ready for it.